Hey, welcome to the She Heard podcast, hosted by author and speaker Laurie Green Westlake. On the She Heard podcast, we cover everything from a woman's role in the church to deep and unexpected dives into your favorite Bible heroes. Laurie's passion is to equip women with courage, boldness, and bravery through biblical study and inspiring narrative. Be sure to check out lauriegreenwestlake.com for additional resources. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Laurie Green Westlake with you here today for another episode of the She Heard podcast. I want to talk just a minute about why we call this podcast She Heard. Even though I work for marketing for an international ministry, I find it very difficult to market myself. So I generally use my daughter or elicit her help in marketing. She also sort of works in marketing with another company. And she and I were trying to come up with this great word that explained what not only this podcast, but my entire ministry. My website is called Brave, a private group I have on Facebook of about 400 women is called Take the Hill. But the reason we named this podcast She Heard is because it's couched in the idea that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And when she heard, or when a woman hears the Word of God, we want her to take action. We want her to act upon the gospel. When she heard, she acted upon the Word of God. And so also She Heard subliminally refers to a herd, an H-E-R-D, of women. I know we don't like being referred to as cows, but how I see this army of women gathered together in these interesting times as really warriors for Christ. We are a female herd. We are an army of Christian women that have the opportunity and also the giftedness and power to change our families, our communities, our world. But men, the podcast is not just about women all the time. And men, we love you. We love our husbands, our sons-in-laws. We love our pastors and we support our elders. And in the spirit of the Ezer role, the hero helper role that God called us when he made women. Let me let all of you men who are walking with the Lord and serving the Lord, we Ezer women, we She Heard, we have your spiritual backs. So let's get started with this episode today. I want to start with a scripture that tells of the days we live in. It's a very interesting and inspirational scripture for me. You may be familiar with it, but I'm going to read it. I'm reading from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. It will come about after this, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will have dreams. Your young men will see visions. And even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Now, at the day of Pentecost, this prophecy was fulfilled, and it continues to be fulfilled in this age, in this church age, in this age of grace. And how can I say that? Because in Acts, in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit fell upon the people who had gathered after Christ's crucifixion and resurrection and ascension, these tongues of fire fell on the people there. And it's interesting to note that it fell on men and women. And Peter tells us that because observers at that time, at this point of Pentecost, observers were saying, look, these people are drunk because these people were speaking in tongues. And I imagine were exhibiting some form of ecstasy because they were receiving that powerful Holy Spirit. And we all know how that fills us and gives us such a sense of not only adoration for the Lord, but a sense of peace and well-being. So Peter is addressing the scoffers, and he says this, "For these people are not drunk, as you assume, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel." And then he quotes Joel, and I'm going to quote it again. "And it shall come to be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, your old men will have dreams. And even on my male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy." We'll circle back around to that scripture in a minute, but now I want to talk about things that are going on today. Well, in the times of these headlines that are mostly bad news, it seems like that, you know, we're reading and hearing about threats from Russia of a nuclear war, and that's just even crazy to think about. Earthquakes are multiplying. They just keep happening in the area of Turkey, and we're not even hearing about the smaller ones that might be in different areas. But crime rates are up. Employment rates are down. I don't know why people don't want to work. Also, how about inflation? How about that $5 for a carton of eggs? In some places, six. And there's more economic woes for 2023 and 2024 on the horizon. And this is not to mention our corrupt governments talking about one world orders, one world religions. I tell you, it's hard to stay excited about the future in my own life. And then I think about my children who are in their late 20s and early 30s. What is this world going to look like in 10 years, in 15 years, save, you know, a rapture? And then I think about my grandchildren. I have four grandchildren. And oh, if we continue down this slippery slope of losing morality, and where there is no morality in government, there is constant civil unrest and chaos. And so, you know, I'm not fearful, but I'm trying to imagine that the days that I grew up in and days even 10 years ago, how blessed we were, and did we even know that the ease and the blessings that we had would be short-lived. Also, I mentioned my grandchildren, so I just want to give them a shout-out. So excuse my grandmother heart, but I want to say hello to Zeke, to Hazel, to Denver, and to Benson. And I want you guys to know that even though we live in different states, I pray for you continually. Okay, so back to the topic at hand. Simultaneously, while these hard or bad things seem to be engulfing our lives, just hitting us in the face, there is good, there is very good, exciting, even news out there. And I'm thinking you've probably heard a little bit about it, and I'm hoping that you even researched it, but let's talk about it. As I mentioned in an earlier podcast, we are to be watchful and alert to the seasons. We are to know what our Lord is accomplishing through the hard times. And we are to look for, we are to recognize His hand at work. And this is why we are warned time and again by Christ, by Paul, by Peter, to be alert, to be awake, and to be watchful. So I'm watching for the good. And what is this good? Asbury University. After nearly 2 weeks of 24/7 worship at this university, the university officials have closed the revival now to the public, but only after some 50,000 people flooded into this small town of Wilmore, Kentucky, which I believe I read was host to only 6,000 people. Only 6,000 people live there. So you can imagine, as people were coming from all over the country, even different countries, to see what was happening, to experience what was happening in the small chapel at this small university, it caused quite the upheaval in that community. But this is what really blesses my heart about this revival. And many of us watched it on stream, heard interviews as they were coming out. But this is what really blesses me. Students there report that there was no superstar mega church preacher on the stage. And there was no pop Christian culture worship stars leading the crowds, although I heard that they offered. But the humble people leading this revival, the leaders of the university say they started it, but they certainly helped keep what was happening going to give an atmosphere and a culture to allow the Holy Spirit to move. But the news of how they responded to some of the bigger Christian culture stars out there wanting to take part is that they said, no, thank you. And that this small university chapel kept a humble spirit, and it was a spirit of repentance. And it appears to have been the obscure serving the obscure. Refreshing, isn't it? Now we're hearing of more God-ordained revivals erupting. I did a little research, and this is just scratching the surface. There's probably things that we haven't heard for and that we need to go be looking for, being watchful, being alert to see what our God is doing. But the additional places where spiritual revival is breaking out: Samford University in Alabama, Lee University in Tennessee, Texas A&M, that's a state college. That is not a Christian college. Texas A&M, Baylor University in Waco, Louisiana State University, another state university, and Indiana Wesleyan University. Oh, yeah. Earthquakes are increasing, all right. God is truly shaking our world with the outpouring of His Spirit. Oh my goodness, I am so encouraged that while the bad is trying to take over the world, God, like in prophesied in the book of Joel and affirmed by Peter in the book of Acts, He is pouring out His Spirit. Do we get this? Do we see what He is doing? Will we join Him? God, help us. From what I could find in my own research, these Holy Spirit-guided movements start with prayer. And I intend to end this podcast doing just that. But for now, to finish up, I want to say, we live in exciting. Let me say it again. We live in exciting, not anxious, times. We live in the times when being brave, stepping outside our perceived controllable situations and into the wild and uncontrollable movements of our Christ, these times are at hand. We live in the same age as those who experienced Pentecost. We are in the season the prophet Joel wrote about, in the days of grace, the church age, when our sons and daughters, male and female servants, will prophesy. And what does that mean? Well, according to the original Hebrew word, nabah, and I probably murdered that, and pardon me if I did, but according to that word, the one that the prophet Joel used, this means that you will pour forth words. You will be audible. You will be inspirational. You will preach. You will exhort. You will pray. And you will even be given the opportunity to give religious instruction. Women, are you listening? This is not for men only, but this prophecy which is in the process of fulfillment now, says that you will have the Spirit of truth poured into you and around you and through you, so that you, dear warrior, female, member of our she herd, so that you may speak on behalf of the Lord. Oh, this is extremely good news. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see a step up easer woman and let the Spirit speak to you and through you. So now my question is, how does this look in your church? How does this look in your community? How does this look in your family? And how does this look in your life? I think it has to start with revival. And in the beautiful example presented by these youth, these young women and men who are experiencing the outpouring of the promised Spirit by Joel and affirmed by Peter, let me pray for that revival, because it starts with prayer. Lord, we want more of you. We want more of you in us, through us, and around us. We want to fulfill the work that you have for us, each individually and corporately. We want to know what you are doing and we want to take part in that. And we want revival in the sense of the word. We want refreshment. We want your energy and your power, and we don't want to stop until we have fulfilled every single good work that you have for us. I repent. I repent in my own life, in my own shortcomings, in my own pride, my own sins, my own short-sightedness and self-absorption. And I repent on behalf of those that are listening right now, that are praying along, that are raising their hand and saying, yes, Lord, me too, me too, me too. Hear us, Lord, and respond. Hear us, Lord, and give, because that is what you have promised to do, and you're faithful. We love you, Jesus. We believe in you. We accept the Holy Spirit. And we want to walk in truth, in Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen. Okay. Let's do this. Let's continue to pray. And let's speak up as the Holy Spirit prompts. And let's fall on our faces as the Holy Spirit prompts. So it's really hard now to end this podcast with marketing, but your shares and your comments and your likes help promote this podcast, which eventually leads people to supporting us, and platforms cost and promotions cost, and our costs are very, very low. I'm trying really hard not to spend any money, because I do have a full-time job, and that helps us pay the bills. But it's necessary that this is today's world. This is how we get the word out, and we do it through social media, likes, shares, and comments. So I ask you to do that for me. And then I ask you to be brave and to step out and let this Spirit use you to speak to your friends, your loved ones, in your church, in your Bible study, at your work, in your family. Be blessed. Know I love you. I love our time together. Amen.